Wendy Bolio is the national spokesperson for Genworth Financial. She's also an Olympian, a gold and bronze medalist from 1976. Wendy, all I could remember from the 76 Olympics was Bruce Jenner, so thanks to YouTube, I was able to go back and see some swimming footage of you. Awesome stuff in 76, wasn't it?
Well, thank you very much. Hey, thanks for having me on the show, Tony. Yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful time. It was our only gold medal that we won against the Eastern Bloc countries that year in Montreal. So it was pretty exciting for us.
Tell us about your experience and what you remember most about the games in 76.
You know, it opened with Queen Elizabeth opened those games, so that was very exciting, and we were all very close to her to experience what that felt like. And then with Montreal, it was my first Olympic Games, 21st Olympiad, and, you know, you train your whole life for it. For me, it was 15 years to make that Olympic team, so being a part of that and that camaraderie that we still have today, 36 years later, walking away with a gold and a bronze medal certainly adds to that flavor. But that whole experience was outstanding and really made such a difference in my life going forward.
How often do you look at those medals?
You know, they're usually with me when I'm on the road, so sometimes like 3 to 5 times a week, like I watch that relay video that you saw on YouTube.
I wanted to ask you about swimming here. It seems like since that time, swimming for the men and women in America has just gone very, very well. There are times we've been dominating, and if not, we've been very competitive.
Always. And, you know, it's been much more competitive with other countries because they have actually caught up with us over these 30-some years. We have outstanding athletes. All of our Olympic athletes, for the vast majority, I should say, not all, but for the vast majority are now professional athletes and have been since 1983. So their total devotion to, you know, 24/7 of training and being ready for these events worldwide in all countries is so evident. And you can see it in their times and the amount of great athletes coming through the door.
You are Genworth Financial's national spokesperson. Tell us about Genworth.
Genworth Financial is the leader in education and awareness, long-term care, life insurance. We are a Fortune 500 company. I have been their spokesperson for 6 years. I've been with the company for about 15 years. My role is, as you said, their spokesperson on the long-term care side of the business and of the industry. And what we do is go out and protect people every single day against the high cost of long-term care.
Tell us about your dad who became ill prior to the Olympics.
My father and my mother, Tony, were both my coaches until I was 18 years old. And what we experienced as a family was my father's health deteriorated for a number of years, about 5 years, where he needed care. And we saw firsthand what that kind of cost was 30-some years ago at $18 a day for a nursing home, and we couldn't afford that. You fast forward today, and what we see is $232 on average a day for a nursing home. So that experience taught me and my family that, boy, you know, you really do have to plan. My father was a planner. My father trained me to the meter of an Olympic gold medal, but he failed to plan on this. And my role and certainly my goal from that point on was to go out and educate people on the importance of financial planning for a long-term care event.
Now, Wendy will be in Lansing on the 14th of June, and she will be presenting a seminar which is for consumers and not specific to advisors. So when you and I and other folks think about setting up care for ourselves in the future for other family members, you'll be able to help us when we start thinking about that planning.
Well, that is always my goal and Genworth's goal, because really I think long-term care, it starts with having the conversations with just yourself and with your family, but it really, those conversations, Tony, drive holistic retirement planning. And I think what we do is we provide those resources for advisors, for consumers, to really kind of help people navigate through that long-term care situation, which can happen to anyone at any time in their lives.
What will your presentation cover, and especially talk about the pitfalls we may face when planning for long-term care?
Well, I think for most people, long-term care is an unexpected health event. And what I try and help people with is help them understand that at some point in our lives, we are going to need long-term care, that 90 days or more. And it can happen as a 40-year-old, it can happen as a 50-year-old, it can certainly happen like my mother at 92 years old. It's an unknown risk that you really need to absolutely plan for. And certainly when you look at the cost of care, Genworth has this incredible cost of care survey out. They've done it for 9 years in a row that show the cost in every area in this country. The interest rates are low right now, Tony, but the cost of care keeps rising. And so the end result is if you don't properly plan and if you don't pursue that, people are running out of money. Because they're consuming it in life. You know, whether we like it or not, if you're relatively in good shape in your 50s and 60s, the chance of you living into your 80s and 90s is pretty high. And no matter how fit you are, and I consider myself very, very fit, these kinds of risks happen. How do you plan for it? And I think one of the great ways is working with a financial professional, which is what I'm going to be doing and talking with consumers about as one area on June 14th in Lansing there.
Why are costs rising so quickly and so significantly for long-term care?
Well, what's interesting is our survey showed that nursing homes and assisted living facilities continue to rise. And one of the reasons for that is there isn't a whole lot of competition there, Tony. I mean, they're not building that many more nursing homes. Today, there are about 7 million people sitting in those kinds of facilities. Most people want to be at home. And those costs have remained relatively flat throughout the country because of that, because there are more ways people want to be home. Companies, agencies are getting more creative in delivering that kind of care, and that has kept those particular costs down. But it's going to continue to rise as the needs are continuing to rise. You have two-thirds of every single American in this country over the age of 85 is a woman, and she hasn't gotten wealthier, she's gotten poorer. So women need to pay attention, especially in particular, to the cost of long-term care and how it affects her.
And preventative care seems to be at the forefront whenever we talk about health care.
Oh, I agree. Look, I think people often just believe that they're just going to get old and die. And the fact of the matter is it's not a seamless concept. At some point in our lives, we are going to need care. Preventative health, taking those steps to be as physically fit as you can possibly be, financially secure as you can possibly, and mentally sound. If you can do those three things, Tony, in your life and as you age, you know what? We're going to do pretty well, but you still have to properly plan.
Wendy Beaulieu will be here in town with her presentation on in Lansing on June 14th. Can you give us the details where that's going to be at and where people can go if they want more information?
You know, that's a LPL financial event, Tony, so it's going to be held at the Golden Eagle golf course. I would suggest if people want to attend to get a hold of the LPL in Lansing, that LPL financial venue and that firm, and they can talk with them and see what is available in terms of seating.
Wendy, I wonder if that's Eagle Eye Golf Club.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Eagle Eye. Yes, I apologize.
All right,
I'm from Wisconsin. I should know that. You're right across the state.
All right. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, what do you think about all the Scott Walker recall election and his victory news?
Well, you know, I'm from Seattle now, so I best not comment on that.
Everybody's avoiding the political questions this morning.
All right, nice try, Tony.
Wendy, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. Bye.